The Wizard and the Robber Baron. There was once a clever wizard who knew lots of secret spells. One day, he went to visit a wizard in another land. He took his goblin with him. They walked through a dark wood, talking to each other about tricks. They did not see the Robber Baron creeping up behind them in the trees. "I am the Robber Baron," he shouted, and he hit the wizard on the head. Then he stole the wizard's money, tied him to a tree, and ran off. After a long time, the goblin managed to untie the poor wizard, but he had a very sore head and could only walk slowly. At last, they came to a castle. The king and the queen, who lived in the castle, were eating boiled eggs for tea. They heard a knock at the door.
"Eh, so who can that be?" said the king.
He opened the door and then said, "Who's there?"
"It's us," said the wizard. "The Robber Baron attacked us in the wood."
"Come in," said the king. The queen bandaged the wizard's head. Then they all sat down to tea.
"The Robber Baron has been here too," said the king. "He has stolen our treasure and taken away our servants. Tomorrow he will turn us out of the castle if we do not pay him 2 more bags of gold."
That night, the wizard tried to think what to do, but his head ached and he could not remember any of his magic spells. The goblin had a plan. Next morning, the goblin got up really early. The wizard and the king and the queen were still asleep, so the goblin took 2 big sacks into the garden. The goblin stopped under the trees. Then he pushed lots of dead leaves into the sacks. When they were both full up, he carried them back to the castle. When the wizard saw the leaves, he remembered one of his magic spells.
"Umpy grumpy, do as you're told, to fool the baron, turn into gold."
Later that day, the robber baron came back to the castle.
"Out you go," he shouted. "This is my castle now. You haven't got 2 bags of gold."
"Oh, please, please," cried the queen. "Don't take our castle and send us away. We have nothing else to give you. We have nowhere else to live."
But the baron just laughed. Then the wizard showed him the sacks.
"Here is your gold," he said. "Take it and go away, but you must promise never to come back again."
"I don't believe it," shouted the baron. He pushed his hands into one of the sacks. When he pulled it out, it was full of gold money.
"It is gold," he shouted. "Now I am rich. I will go away and never come back again."
His men picked up the sacks and marched out of the castle. The baron and his men rode for 4 days carrying the sacks of gold. But as they went further and further, the sacks got lighter and lighter. One day, the baron stopped to count his money. He opened the sacks, but there was no gold. It had all turned back into leaves.
"I have been tricked," he shouted. "We must go back."
They turned round, but the path had disappeared. They were lost in the woods. Soon the wizard was better. He and the goblin waved goodbye to the king and the queen. Before he went, the wizard made them enough gold to last forever. The king and the queen were very rich. They were so pleased they gave all the gold to the people in the land, and no one ever saw the robber baron again.